This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Satoshi Nakamoto, has he been revealed? Or she? We still don't really know who it is. Although Wired Magazine and Gizmodo seem kind of certain. They're saying that the man they're alleging is Satoshi Nakamoto is probably Satoshi Nakamoto. But they don't really know. They've made some pretty big claims. They've shown alleged evidence, which is it includes hacked emails and blog posts that apparently, when looked at closely by Wired later, according to an article that I was actually just looking at during the news over at Vox.com by Timothy Lee, the headline here is, "Why I'm Getting More Skeptical of Claims That Bitcoin's Creator Has Been Unmasked." They claim here that there's these blog posts, I guess, that they're using, a series of blog posts from 2008 and 2009, before and immediately after Bitcoin's launch, that suggests that Craig Stephen Wright, had close ties to Bitcoin and Nakamoto. However, sleuthing by Wired indicates these details were added to the post sometime after 2013, suggesting that someone, and that someone would almost certainly be Wright himself, was trying to manufacture evidence of a Wright-Nakamoto link. So there's two possibilities here. One is that Craig Wright is Satoshi Nakamoto, and the other is that Wright has been conducting an elaborate year-long con to convince the world that he is Satoshi Nakamoto. So this guy says when he originally wrote his story on Tuesday evening, he was pretty sure Nakamoto had been found, but after sleeping on it and looking through the evidence again, he says he's more skeptical.
Hmm.
Maybe it's not Satoshi Nakamoto. We certainly don't claim to know here on Free Talk Live, but maybe you've got some idea you want to share with us. It's Ian and Mark in the studio, and our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Now, you had suggested that Satoshi Nakamoto could simply prove who he was by using the private key to the PGP thing that he'd sent out there, but...
Yeah, he could sign a new message with his PGP signature or whatever.
He can... I guess he could prove that he who he is, but not prove who he is not, I guess.
Well, that's true, I suppose.
So, you'd have to keep this guy away from a computer while Satoshi wrote that thing.
I see what you're saying.
It's kind of like Clark Kent and Superman, you know?
What you're saying is if Craig Wright is Satoshi Nakamoto,
yep.
And he writes, but he doesn't want people to know that let's say he's been outed without his consent.
Sure.
This wasn't a plot. And he wants people to not believe that he's Satoshi Nakamoto. He could sign a new message by Satoshi claiming Craig Wright is not Satoshi Nakamoto.
Right. So Clark Kent leaves the room.
Yeah.
Superman comes in and says, "I am not absolutely not Clark Kent."
Yeah.
And then flies out the window, and then Clark Kent comes back in the room. So, I mean, we don't know. It doesn't prove that Superman is Clark Kent, and it doesn't prove that Superman is not Clark Kent.
So we can continue here. There's a piece over at Airbits, which is actually a Bitcoin wallet company, by MK Lord, saying it still doesn't matter who Satoshi Nakamoto
is. That's mostly how I feel.
But let's go first to Michael Dean, who's on the line with us here. You're on Free Talk Live via Skype.
Hey, yeah, what's up? This guy is not Satoshi Nakamoto, is my opinion, and I...
Why?
That's not what I'm calling about, because I say so. I don't know. I got obsessed and spent 4 hours today reading everything about this. And
really?
Looking at video. But you make it sound like that's a deficiency, Ian. Come on. No, it's a good thing. It's part of the process. I'm glad you spent that time,
because I certainly did.
There you go. I like the Superman theory. I like to hear Mark talk about Superman. But what I'm calling about is a vision of LibPair. What it would
what's
be
that?
Like if the government were out of the way. LibPair is libertarian paradise, the thing that we're all looking for, which, you know, probably wouldn't be a paradise. It'd probably actually be a little louder and noisier and rough around the edges than what we have now, but more fun. So I had a dream that Ian and I were hanging out in LibPair. The government was gone, or just, you know, like MySpace, like, 100 million users, no one's checked in for 5 years.
Are you still taking a lot of medications for your illness?
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure for the dream. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Well, take this with a grain of salt. Michael Dean is tripping on Big Pharma. No, okay, so I've always had vivid dreams, and they're always like elevator pitch dreams, like movies. Like, I can describe them, whereas, you know, like, my wife will have a dream and describe it for 20 minutes. And I'm like, what happened? You know, my dreams I can describe in, like, a four-floor trip on an elevator, and they make sense. So I had a dream that the government was out of the way, there was no FCC, and Ian Freeman owned a 1 million watt AM radio station.
Set people's hair on fire.
We did. We were lighting joints and cooking burritos out the window by pointing them at the antenna 200 feet away.
Yeah.
Okay. It probably made us sterile, but it was in New Hampshire, in the woods. But it was like it was in a treehouse, like rainforest canopy height, like 300 feet up. There aren't trees that tall there, but there were in this dream, 300 feet up in the air. And and Ian and I were there with Jazzy the studio dog, and it was like we didn't know what to do because the government was like, what do the libertarian shows do when the government's out of the way? So like, I think somebody was playing with two turntables and a microphone. We were interviewing Jazzy the studio dog on the air. We were like, you know, scratching records. We were playing sound bites. We were it was free form, like, you know, trippy 60s FM radio is what we're doing.
Far out.
That was what we did. So what do you guys think you would do? And I think Mark was like back home with an abacus going, wait, how do we monetize? I don't know what to do now.
Monetize this?
Yeah. So they're just cussing and interviewing a dog. Oh, we were cussing a lot. And then you got sick of cussing, but I kept cussing because. So what do you guys think LibPair would look like radio-wise and world-wise?
Oh, God, that's a big question. I mean, how do you even start with that?
Well, we're obviously talking about the future, and I really do believe that radio, talk is the radio of the future. Now, I don't think radio is going to be as lucrative as it was in the past.
And it won't be on radio, probably.
Well, there's still the devices out there. I mean, people are still going to use them.
Well, you know, every smartphone now has an FM receiver in it. Did you know that?
That's true.
The new smartphones all, I think it's a law.
I don't think so.
Well, most of them have it. Android phones almost all, or you can put it on as an app, and they have to have the headphones plugged in because it works as the antenna, but it's pretty good audio quality.
You've actually tried this?
Yeah, it's for some, like, so the DHS can contact you if, you know, like, I don't know, internets are down.
Okay, interesting. The last I heard about that was they'd managed to get like one or two phone companies to implement an FM chip, but not all of them. But maybe I just haven't paid close enough attention to that. I have one in my phone, and it's within the last couple years. Mine's at like a 2-year-old phone.
Yeah. What I would say is that in a libertarian world, I think they'd still have many of the rules that the FCC has. That mostly things with
that.
No, I get where you're coming from, but, you know, there are lots of people that don't want to hear cussing on the radio. So
yeah, they would listen to the channel. You know, the market would take care of it. They'd listen to the grandpa's channel.
They would. And, you know, talk radio is mostly a group of people that don't want to hear that kind of talk. I'd get tired of it, too.
That's the
listenership of conservative talk radio.
We're changing
there's
that.
There's a lot of different kind of talk radio out there. I mean, for instance, where we come from, Mark, we were on a station called Real Radio in Florida, which is an FM talk station that has been around since the 1990s, and it's a very kind of blue format. It's like TNA, have the strippers in the studio kind of format, and I think absolutely on a station like that you would hear profanity. So
I wonder whether that would be even interesting in a world without the FCC.
People subscribe to Howard Stern, you know.
They do.
He's so square. Howard Stern is square. I mean, he was
He's got strippers on his show, and, you know, they curse on
strippers on
radio.
The radio. Yeah, but, you know, we call radio over here at Sabine's, we call it Grandpa's Podcasts.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. I mean, if Mark, what you're saying is true and that talk radio is the future of radio, then that means that there needs to be more than just conservaclone talk radio for talk radio to become something more than it currently is, which that's about all it is. There are some stations like Real Radio, but you can probably count them on one hand. There used to be some liberal talk radio stations. There aren't as many of them these days, and the ones that do exist basically have the same formula as the conservative talk stations.
Well, at this point, we only have basically two companies companies that own radio stations that are well, diminishing. And, well, there's two big companies out there that own a lot of stations.
They've also been selling their stations.
A tremendous amount of debt.
Stand by, Michael Dean. Let's talk about the future in moments here. More about that, and your calls and thoughts are welcome. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. What would libertarian paradise look like?
Have you become a slave to big tobacco? Have they taken away your money, your health, and even your freedom, forcing you to stand out in the cold this winter? There's an alternative. With the help of Jimmy the Juice Man and GiantVapes.com, for less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can make the switch to electronic cigarettes and take back your freedom. At GiantVapes.com, you'll find a selection of high-quality, reasonably priced electronic cigarette hardware kits to get you started, and a selection of delicious, premium, flavored liquid refills from the award-winning Jimmy the Juice Man brand. These aren't the junk you find at your local convenience store or gas station. Use coupon code FTL10 for 10% off your first order of hardware and Jimmy the Juice Man brand liquid at GiantVapes.com, where you'll always get free, guaranteed same-day shipping. Break free of the chains of sin taxes and big tobacco. Free same-day shipping and 10% off from GiantVapes.com with coupon code FTL10. That's GiantVapes.com with coupon code FTL10.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. We got news out of Venezuela to discuss. They had an election down there, and things did not go well for Hugo Chavez's party, which might be good news for Venezuela. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Tis the season for ugly sweaters.
Well, that's good news for those of you who are looking for some ugly holiday sweaters. You can go to tipsyelves.com.
You may not have known you were looking for one.
No, indeed. You really want to go and take a look because you'll be awed by the ugliness.
And thrill all your friends when you buy one and wear it to a holiday party.
I think it's hard to enter the room and not be the topic of conversation with one of these sweaters.
Yeah, sure.
Somebody is going to want to talk to you. People are going to want to talk to you about these sweaters. And if you happen to go to a holiday party, and I don't know, maybe it's at work and there's that attractive woman that you haven't been able to really strike up a conversation with, maybe this sweater will work.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth a shot. TipsyElves.com. If you enter code FTL at checkout, you get a 20% discount. That makes ugly sweaters look better. 20% off. You can't beat that. TipsyElves.com. You enter coupon code FTL and save money. Just go and check them out. There's some amazing choices. You can go over there. And they've actually got onesies, too, in case you're into sleeping in onesies. There you go. TipsyElves.com. Coupon code FTL.
Excellent. Let's continue here. We do have Michael Dean with us from the Freedom Fiends. He's on via Skype. And, Michael, you had asked the question, what do you think, or what do we think here on Free Talk Live, that specifically radio will look like in so-called libertarian paradise, that wonderful concept of freedom that we all have that would like to achieve someday, but what would it actually look like? And then you asked a more broad question about what would the world look like? And obviously, it's impossible to answer the second question. And it's
I think the second question is one that people should be asking and talking about a lot. There's a lot of discussion of academic crap, like who would build the roads. But once you get past that, and there's really not a lot of great sci-fi on this. I mean, I guess Scott Beezer's done some. Moon is a Harsh Mistress, but really, what would it look like? I'd like to hear 100 different versions of it.
I'll tell you, the world's never going to be libertarian paradise because you can't get everyone to agree on everything. So I think if you can carve out some paradises around the world and like New Hampshire and a few other spots, then it might help promote the ideas of liberty to the rest of the world. But you're always going to have people who want to control others, and there are going to be people who want to be controlled. I mean, those people, they're into that, and they're not going to be persuaded by our wonderful wealth or whatever. I mean, slavery has ended for the most part, at least chattel slavery has ended in a lot of parts of the world, but it still exists. It's not completely gone, and obviously slavery is sort of in a different form today anyway.
If slavery was legal right now, people would do it. I mean, there's already a movement of people who are attempting to act like slaves to their, mistresses and dominatrixes and the opposite, the male genders of those. So, I mean, I would think that if you could sell yourself into slavery and give the money away or, spend it on crack or whatever it is, that a good percentage of the population would do that. The only thing that's saving them is the fact that it's completely illegal to do that. The only slavery that's allowed is the government's slavery.
The government's enslaving.
So, it's like the lottery.
So, we're never going to get to that perfect world. Because remember, there's always those zeitgeist people that want to put the world under the control of some computer program, and they believe that would be...
Those people are all broke.
Paradise.
They don't
the libertarians. I don't know if you've noticed that.
They're less broke. Well. And there's a few billionaires. But the people that want to have the world run by the socialist computer, like, those people can't even pay their rent.
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from, but I'm just pointing out that, you're not necessarily going to convince everybody that they should join this libertarian paradise movement. That's just very unlikely, which is why concentrating libertarians in one place is a darn good idea, and that's why we're seeing the Free State Project be so successful here in,
boots on the ground.
New Hampshire. So, as far as radio is concerned, I think it's a little easier to see what that might be like. I think that one thing that you'd see happen with radio without government would be that you'd have more choices on the dial. I mean, that's an easy answer.
I think you'd have more like ability to put more things on the dial too, because like digital radio has not caught on in America because of government.
That's true.
It's caught on in Europe, and you can put 10 times as many channels in the same bandwidth.
Well, yeah, in most geographic places in the United States, there's just not enough on the dial, and it's because it costs too much to broadcast. All the engineering,
the legal, hassles.
All the stuff that goes into it, rather than putting up some small tower in your backyard broadcasting on an open channel, obviously stepping on somebody else's signal, that's, as far as I'm concerned, that's a property rights violation. But on an open signal, if you're out in, I don't know, Bozeman or something like that, it's not going to be that big of a deal. There's plenty of places here in Keene, New Hampshire, that you could be on the dial and not disturb anyone's signal at all. But obviously, New York City, Boston, Chicago, these places are exempted from the conversation
And that's one of the problems I think the FCC's created by just arbitrarily selecting the boundaries for the FM and AM bands. Like, oh, well, you know, if you're in New York City, we're all fulled up. Sorry, I don't have any room for you. Well, the marketplace would figure out a way to get around that, right? Like, you know, whatever it would be, like in the computer world, there's groups or consortiums of technology companies that come together and they agree on certain standards. So, like, USB appears on every single computer out there because no one really, like, owns USB. It's sort of a standard that they came up with, basically, that all of these computer manufacturers can use. Now, maybe they're paying some sort of license fee. I don't know how it all works behind the scenes. But, you know, it's not the same thing as some sort of proprietary Apple connector, you know. So there's these things that they come up with that the whole industry just sort of agrees to use. Similarly with, like, Blu-ray versus HD DVD, or anyone remember HD DVD? Or how about Beta versus VHS? More people probably remember Beta. It was a larger format war back then. VHS won the war. Arguably, Beta was the better format, but VHS won, and that's what the manufacturers.
What about Laserdisc?
Adopted.
Where does it? Doesn't even get to hit on.
Poor Laserdisc.
It's a mention.
I love Laserdisc.
So if you could put 100, you know, stations on what you can put one station on now, you could have wider, less low and lowest common denominator stuff. Like, you know, every network now has a fishing show and a car repair show, but you could have the fly fishing and Maserati repair show, you know, something more specific if you could have 100 instead of one on the same amount of radio frequency. And I believe, too, I agree that, you know, without government, business would come up with that way faster and implement it better.
And also businesses will come up with ways to protect the kids from the bad programming as well. So I'll give you an example of this from the marketplace.
You guys are advertising something for internet censorship, and I think it's great. You know, it's voluntary for families.
Yeah, so there'd be some kind of tool like that. And my favorite example of this is that with free-to-air satellite, which is what we're in Africa. A good chunk of Africa and North and Central America, there are free-to-air satellite receiver sellers. So you can go and buy a free-to-air satellite receiver, plug it into your satellite dish, and receive hundreds of free TV and radio channels, including LRN.FM, which has some very profane shows on it, which would mean that anyone listening to free-to-air could hear that. But there's a certain seller out there that sells a receiver that is locked to specific religious channels. So you can buy a free-to-air receiver that does not receive all free-to-air channels.
It probably costs more.
I don't know. It's very cheap.
And people buy it,
But, you know, the religious families buy that because they know they can have their kids flipping through all the channels, and they're just going to go through all the same religious channels, and they'll never have to see anything that they don't want them to see. Thanks, Michael Dean, for your call tonight from Freedom Fiends.
Worms.
And this is Free Talk Live. Continuing. You can join us.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, How safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. It's contest time, specifically the anti-war haiku contest. It is, I believe, the first time this has ever been done.
It has to be.
Antiwar.com has done some successful fundraisers in the past. They had a social media campaign with hashtag WhyIAmAntiWar. Hundreds of people wrote in with answers to this incredibly important question. Now they want to encourage your creativity with the hashtag anti-war haiku contest. So you can write up a pro-peace haiku in 575-syllable haiku. Submit your entry for your chance to win 0.5, 0.7, or 0.5 Bitcoin for the top three winners. That's right. Apparently, I was confused last night. I thought that this was just written out of order to be cute. But apparently, the second place winner is actually going to get the largest prize, the 0.7 Bitcoin. So either way, there's Bitcoin in this for you if you're the winner. You can only enter by emailing it to antiwarhaiku at antiwar.com. You got from now until December 16th and midnight. And it doesn't say if it's midnight Eastern or midnight Pacific, but given that Angela from Antiwar is on the West Coast, it may be midnight Pacific. But don't wait till the last moment. Get your entry in right now or this weekend or something over at Antiwar Haiku at antiwar.com, and then put your haiku and tag antiwarcom or anti-war or hashtag anti-war haiku so others can see your message of peace and see your entry on your favorite social media website. But again, the email address to enter is antiwarhaiku@antiwar.com. You got through the 16th to get into that. As we continue here with your calls and thoughts, we'll talk about what happened in Venezuela on the way here. Gamma Blast is on the line in Chicago. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Gamma Blast.
Hello, Ian and Mark. My question for you and maybe your whole audience is just, I really enjoy your show. I barely miss an episode, and you guys seem to really dislike Donald Trump, maybe even despise all hosts, I'm pretty sure. But I also really appreciate Donald Trump and a lot of things he has to say, and just basically the way he gives a big middle finger to the media and a lot of the establishment politicians, and I appreciate Donald Trump as well. So
that's the thing I like about him the most, too. That's what I like the most about him, too, is Donald Trump appears to be running sort of a troll campaign. But I'm fully aware that in 2016, somebody's going to be elected president of the United States. And do you really want that to be Donald Trump, even though it's fun to watch? Do you want it to be Donald Trump?
Do I want it to be any of them? I mean, I think we could do much worse, to be quite honest.
Okay. So which ones?
Bernie Sanders. Do I have to stick to Republican candidate?
Oh, Bernie Sanders is a great choice. Let me give you my preference of Bernie Sanders over Donald Trump. Donald Trump says he's going to go tear the Middle East a new one. He's going to bomb the hell out of everybody and make a whole bunch of new terrorists, apparently, and make people mad and make the Mexicans build the wall for him and a variety of things like that that he says he's going to do. Bernie Sanders isn't going to get any socialist policies through because we'll still have a Republican Congress. So all he's going to do
You don't know that.
It's a prediction,
okay,
and a likely one.
You're hoping for gridlock.
Likely that's what's going to happen. Since the president is the commander in chief, you probably won't have as many terrorists created in the Middle East by Bernie Sanders, and he probably won't get what he wants. It'll just be a bunch of Democrats crying about the Republicans never let us do what we want to do. It's a do nothing Congress, and the Republicans will just keep on trying to pass something that tries to undo Obamacare when they know Sanders isn't going to sign it. So it's just going to be the same thing over and over again.
Do you really believe in the end that Bernie Sanders won't be poking his nose into any other countries? I mean, Obama said that too, and he's pretty much carried on the Bush plan for Iraq, which
I would say Obama's.
I don't think Bernie Sanders is some sort of dove or anything like that.
I don't think he is either. I didn't make that claim, and I won't make the claim that Bernie Sanders is not going to bomb any countries at all. I will, however, make the claim that Donald Trump, with the nuclear football, is frightening as hell. I think that guy might actually use it. So, I think McCain was a worse choice than Obama when it comes to war, considering he was quoted as saying bomb, 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 bomb Iran. I do think that there's a difference when it comes to the commander-in-chief role of the presidency. Am I advocating for Bernie Sanders? Only if you're a registered Democrat.
Well, you say you're afraid you could push the finger on the football, but in a sense, don't you need a president who's willing to do it if necessary?
No.
No matter what.
No, you don't.
Even if they launch 15 nukes at us, you would not respond.
Well, if they launch 15 nukes at us, what difference does it make whether we nuke them back?
So you just take it and
the whole world's blown up if they launch 15 nukes.
But if that was a policy and everybody knew that,
I get where you're coming from.
Then there would be no fear of
as president, I would not turn over the nuclear football to the nearest insane asylum and hope that those people treated it well.
Okay, how about him? How about him or Hillary Clinton?
Who? Trump or Hillary Clinton?
Trump or Hillary?
Yeah, I'll just stay home. I'll go buy myself a milkshake.
Well, there are other choices for president. There is going to be a libertarian presidential candidate.
And that's who I'll vote for in general.
To say that it's going to be Trump versus Hillary or Trump versus Sanders, there's always going to be another choice, one that you won't have to feel dirty about choosing. I think they're all bad news. And I do agree with you, Mark and Gamma Blast, that I do like that, in the beginning when I first heard that Trump was the one guy on stage to What did he raise his hand when he was the only one on stage who would refuse to? I think they'd asked if he didn't win the primary, would he pledge that he wouldn't run as an independent? He wouldn't pledge that. He was the one who didn't seem to be going along with the party line, and so I have some respect for him because he does say what he wants to say, but what comes out of his mouth is absolutely insane. I mean, I'm glad you actually called about this, Gamma, because I didn't
think
we were...
That's good. We want to support politicians who say what they believe in and don't...
No, I don't want to support someone who's... No,
I don't even know that he believes this stuff.
I don't have to support someone who says what they want, because if they're saying what they want and I don't agree with it, then no, I don't have to support that, and I don't want that.
I don't mean support vote for him. I just mean appreciate that he's not poll testing everything he says and changing back and rearranging the words to try to say the same thing in a different way.
No doubt. No doubt. I mean, he seems...
I really said this.
He seems to be more, he seems to be more earnest or whatever than some of his competitors.
I disagree. I mean, this is a guy who donated to Hillary Clinton's campaigns. He also, if you listen to his policies, he's not just, I hate Mexicans and I hate Muslims. He's also about all kinds of big government programs. He's just about spend. We're gonna build ourselves a new, better nation. He's the scariest one out there as far as I'm concerned.
Besides the wall, what's he want to spend money on? I never heard anything else.
The military. He's a huge military fanatic.
There's more than that. I think he wants the single-payer health care plan, too, as I recall.
Yeah, he did seem to support that at one time.
Yeah, well,
here's the clip that we didn't have last night when we were talking about Donald Trump wanting to close down the Internet. Somebody has cut that out, and they've made it into a 30-second clip. Because last night I was saying, well, we don't have the context. We're not exactly sure what he said. But it is actually pretty much everything that we said last night. This is it all is an excerpt from his speech. Here it is.
A lot of people because of the Internet. And we have to do something. We have to go see Bill Gates and a lot of different people that really understand what's happening. We have to talk to them, maybe in certain areas, closing that Internet up in some way. Somebody will say, oh, freedom of speech, freedom of speech. These are foolish people. We have a lot of foolish people. We have a lot of foolish people. We've got to maybe do something with the Internet because they are recruiting by the thousands.
Yeah. So, these other guys aren't going to say that same stuff. Now, they may agree with him, the other politicians. They may want to do those things. And I guess that's what you're saying, is at least Trump's honest about it.
If you want more terrorists, vote for Trump. Because that's what he's going to do.
Gamma Blast, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The man's a nut job. And... it's fascinating to watch a nut job, but that's about it. He's scary. Of course, so are the others. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon. Through saveatpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF NSF-53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And with you in studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
We've got a website. It's freetalklive.com. The features there are totally free. So please enjoy those on us, freetalklive.com. Coming up, the Liberty Forum is, that's not quite right around the corner, but before you know it, it will be. About 2 months away at this point, February 18th through the 21st. That's going to be happening in Manchester, New Hampshire at the Radisson Hotel. Edward Snowden. That's right. The Edward Snowden. The infamous NSA secrets leaker. He's going to be virtually at the Liberty Forum. He will not be able to appear in person due to the U.S. government on a worldwide manhunt for him, and they're going to arrest him if he sets foot inside the United States. So we're going to have him at the Liberty Forum via video conference, meaning that he will, I believe, be taking questions from the audience, and I'm sure he'll have interesting things to say, because he's Edward Snowden, and pretty much everything that comes out of his mouth is worth listening to, from what I've seen so far. So I'm excited that he's going to be attending as one of the keynote speakers at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. You can join us. There's going to be a bunch more speakers that have yet to be announced. Get your tickets now at nhlibertyforum.com. It's February 18th through the 21st. It's a Thursday through Sunday. It's a great weekend to spend with hundreds of liberty-minded folks. Look, Ed Snowden's great and all, but the real reason to come to Liberty Forum is freedom-loving people, people who understand liberty, many of them who have already moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Most of the people attending have not yet moved. They are people who are visiting. They want to see what it's like. They want to see what New Hampshire's like in the heart of winter time, because that's when this is happening. So come on up and join us. Go to nhlibertyforum.com. Oh, and yeah, we'll be broadcasting live throughout the event every night. Free Talk Live is going to be live. So we'll look forward to seeing you there as we go to your calls and thoughts. Let's go first We got Jim listening in Minnesota in Hibbing to WNMT. Hey, Jim.
Hi. How's it going tonight?
Good. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, you know, I'm getting a little tired of the name-calling that goes on. We've got a local paper that's pretty left-leaning, and I like to read it just to get that viewpoint, and I like to hear the right viewpoint, but I'm in the middle, and I'm kind of fed up with all of it. But the writers in there have resorted to this name-calling and making fun and mocking the other side. And to me, it kind of resembles somebody that wants to win the race by pulling down the leader instead of being the faster runner. And I just don't understand it. So at the end of the last section, the last thing I hear is that Donald Trump is a nutcase. Donald Trump is, if you believe in a free land where there's liberty and everybody has rights, Donald Trump has a right to have his opinions without being called a nutcase.
He has a right to have his opinions, but you can. But as someone who supports freedom of speech like I do, I have the right to call him whatever I want, and it's crazy to ban freedom of speech, which is what Donald Trump is plotting to do here. I don't know if you heard the clip that we played, but he wants to close down portions of the Internet because he doesn't like it, because he says the Internet's dangerous,
I actually interpreted what he said was, that he would like to have the experts in the Internet, Bill Gates and the brain powers like that, to try to help out the U.S. government, try to monitor some of the radicals.
No, he said close it down. He said he wanted to close it down. And then further, he even called names against the people who support freedom of speech. He said, oh, there's these people who will say freedom of speech. These are foolish people, he says.
Well,
so he says you're a fool if you support freedom of speech, sir.
If he does name calling, then it's okay for you to do name calling, and that's exactly what I'm saying. I'm tired of everybody thinks it's okay to do a bunch of name calling, and I don't think it makes anybody that throws those names around look any more intelligent than the person that they're calling those names. That's my viewpoint.
I get where you're coming from, but at some point or another, things get they just get a little too scary. When I say that Donald Trump is the scariest person out there who's running for president, like, that's what I mean. It's not intended to be name calling so much as it's expressing what my opinion is on the subject.
When you express it like that, so that sounds like an intelligent person. When you call in the name calling, then that takes that away. For me personally, that's my opinion.
So you support Donald Trump even though he calls people names?
Did I say I support Donald Trump?
I don't think he did.
Oh, you don't support Donald Trump?
I didn't think he said that he supported Donald Trump.
Oh,
I think he just doesn't particularly like name calling. What about fascist? A lot of people are calling Donald Trump a fascist, but, I mean, fascist is a term with a definition, right?
Yeah, and I'm up on some of that a little bit, but not entirely. And there again, it's a name calling thing. I like to judge people.
Well, there's a difference between calling somebody. There's a difference between calling someone a poopy head and then calling someone what they actually are, like an accurate term based on the words that are coming out of their mouth. If Donald Trump wants to censor the Internet, then calling him a censor or a wannabe censor isn't name calling. That's just accurate, isn't it?
I think the way I understood what you read is that he wanted to shut down, it was a term.
Yeah, you already told us how you understood it. I was asking you if calling him a censor, is that name calling in your book?
Yeah, I don't consider what you said to be censorship. That's your interpretation of it. That's not my interpretation of it. My interpretation of it is that...
Well, then you are blind, sir, and that's not calling names. Thank you for the call tonight. Or deaf. Toll-free number is 855-453. When someone says that those advocates of free speech are fools, and then in the same breath has said that he wants to shut down the portions of the Internet, that absolutely is censorship. There's no other way to interpret that. This man wants to shut down things that he thinks are dangerous, shut down channels on the Internet where people could be radicalized. He's using the excuse of there's people out there recruiting on the Internet. We need to shut it down. Screw your freedom of speech is what he says. He's a censor or a wannabe censor.
Well, I'll agree
with
you.
And that's not name-calling. That's accurate.
I'll agree with you on that statement. I think the caller's best point was is he just doesn't like the name-calling. And
I got you there.
And I get where he's coming from. Ultimately, when you at some point or another, name calling is going to occur when people disagree with people. I mean, you know,
calling him a sociopath isn't name calling either. That's an accurate statement about pretty much every politician.
I wouldn't entirely disagree, but sociopath's now an outdated term that the psychological community doesn't support. So you can essentially
that's news to me.
Call somebody a sociopath if you know, if they aspire to power over people, mm-hmm. and you know, don't want responsibility for their actions and that sort of thing. Seem to be emotionless in the area of using power over people, that kind of thing. So
yeah,
you can just do that.
If I used some sort of term that was a generic name,
nut job,
call,
I believe is what.
Yeah, well, I think it is crazy. I think it is crazy to want to ban freedom of speech.
Is that ultimately a sane, intelligent person can make a proposal that is so far abroad, mm-hmm. that the only thing somebody's going to say is that's nuts. Like, right. I have called for opening the border of the United States so that labor can move freely across the border. Free people can move across borders of free countries freely, but people are going to say, that's nuts. I am not certifiably insane. So that statement would be name-calling, but people just react the
it's
way they react.
It's your interpretation. I think it's a legitimate interpretation of that person's opinions. It's not the same thing as saying he's a poopy head or that he is, you know, ugly and, you know, he looks like a butthole or something like that. Like, you know, those things would be name-calling. I don't consider an opinion about that person's opinions to be name-calling. But, you know, you can have your own interpretation. Let's continue here with Tim in Wyoming. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
It's good to talk with you. You know, you're talking about Donald Trump. I think that, as I told a friend of mine, I may have said it to you guys, too, but I think Donald Trump is essentially a placeholder until he drops out, and then Hillary will look like the only viable candidate because the rest of the Republicans are not going to say what he says. If he says something stupid and seems to be self-destructing, I think that's also part of his plan. I think he's just there to hold the place for them. That's all it is.
And, well, Hillary's having a hell of a time against Sanders. She's having a heck of a time against him. He's whooping her in New Hampshire and Iowa, the only places that matter right now. And
is he whooping her? I thought it was close.
He was previously.
Okay.
In my opinion, I would say that Bernie Sanders is, I mean, it's six of one or half a dozen of the other. You can vote for a total outright communist, or you can vote for a person who is an undercover communist. I mean, choose whichever one you like, but, you know, one or the other. But Bernie Sanders is basically, I mean, he's literally running, he should just call himself a communist or call himself a statist. If people understood the term statist, they would understand he wants more government, he wants more control, he wants more power, and he wants
more. So do all of them. They're all statists. Rand Paul is a statist.
Well, I wouldn't say Rand Paul is as much of a status as the rest. If it
not as much, but he is still. But, and that's not name-calling either. That's an accurate assessment of these people. They support the existence of the state, and they don't want to abolish it. And most of them don't even want to make it any smaller. They love the state. Right. Hey, Tim, great call, man. Thanks for making it tonight. I appreciate it. Look, I don't agree with name-calling either, and I try to stay away from it myself. But I don't think calling someone a statist is a name-call. That's an accurate assessment of what someone's beliefs are. 855-450-FREE. If you support Donald Trump wanting to censor the internet, we'd love to hear from you. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.